Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. I would also like to thank the organizers of this important event that brings us together today. Madam Deputy High Commissioner, Excellencies, dear colleagues, I'm delivering these remarks on behalf of the as co-chair of the Media Freedom Coalition. The Media Freedom Coalition brings together 51 countries from six continents to promote media freedom through advocacy, diplomatic interventions, legal reforms, events, and funding. In carrying out this work, governments to the Media Freedom Coalition, as well as the embassy network of these governments, work closely with civil society, legal experts, multilateral organizations, and journalists. We welcome the commemoration of the 10th anniversary of the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists to highlight the indispensable role of journalists and stress their dangers they face. While much has been done during the past 10 years, the decade also witnessed over 800 killings of journalists, with the impunity rate reaching almost 90%, as was noted already by previous speakers. These tragedies are only the tip of the iceberg. New forms of online harassment, surveillance, and disinformation have emerged due to advancement in digital technologies, which particularly affect journalists. We welcome today's discussion on legal drivers behind impunity, be it criminal cyber libel, anti-terrorism, cybersecurity, sedition, hate speech, and fake news laws, which are not in line with international human rights law and international standards. The primary responsibility for investigating crimes against journalists and prosecuting those responsible lies with states where crime takes place. Unfortunately, many governments do not fulfill their obligations. On the contrary, we witness proliferation of so-called foreign agent laws and disinformation bills, which are designed to criminalize journalism. Hundreds of journalists have been imprisoned, many of them incommunicado. Such a climate contributes to what UNESCO is terming zones of silence, with severe consequences for the world at large. Through Media Freedom Coalition, we urge the international community to first enforce the universal principles of protecting journalists, especially UN Security Council Resolution 2222, to promote the safety of media workers. This includes ensuring accountability for crimes committed against journalists in situations of armed conflict. Second, to support journalists in exile, for example, by using instruments such as emergency visas. Thirdly, to join forces for overcoming censorship and improving digital infrastructure. And lastly, to abolish or revise all laws that suppress media freedom. So, in conclusion, I wish you a successful panel discussion today, and I hope that new ideas will emerge on how we could together strengthen our cooperation in order to better protect journalists. I thank you.
Merci, madame.